Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, talking about some of His names and titles, and how by knowing these names and titles, it would enhance our worship towards Him, but also help us to receive more blessings from Him. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 40. In verse 10, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Behold, your father will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Look how gentle he is, but so powerful. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. He took a drop of water, and weighed all the water that he wanted on the earth to a drop of water. He took a piece of dust, and weighed all the dirt that he wanted on the earth to a piece of dust. Wow, powerful. And who had directed his spirit, or being his counselor, had taught him? With whom took he counsel, and instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Nobody. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. It are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Look how powerful he is. And he's your father. He's your daddy. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us to the image of Yeshua, and he takes care of us and shows himself mighty in our behalf. And I want to talk about another title that is applicable to him, and that he's the ruler. Matthew 2, verse 6, Colossians 1, verse 16 to 17, Psalm 22, verse 27 to 28. That's Matthew 2, verse 6. Colossians 1, verse 16 to 17. Psalm 22, verse 27 to 28. He's our ruler. He rules over everything. We talked on yesterday's broadcast that he's the king from Isaiah 6. He's the king. He's the ruler. Everything is created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Everybody and everything reports to him. All nature reports to him. Nothing can exist without him. We talk about him being the life. Everything that's alive, he originated. He's the source of life. And Psalm 61, verse 2 to 3, he's our sole refuge, S-O-L-E. He's our only refuge. You can try to hide out from people, but he's our sole refuge. You can't hide out from him. But he's our refuge, and in times of any kind of trouble, he's our refuge. And he's your refuge today. Hallelujah. You just hide out in him. Just hide out in him, put your head on his lap, and just worship him. There's a lot of things happening in the world, a lot of terrorism, but he will keep us as the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. You just have to make sure you turn every aspect of your being over to him, for him to change, and he'll take care of you. And Hebrews 13, verse 8, another title said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. There's people that change, but he'll never change. There's some people that will love you one day and hate you the next day, but he never changes. He just loves us. Even in our shortfalls, even in our weaknesses, he loves us. Hallelujah. And he wants to make our weaknesses to be strengths. Paul said, where I'm weak, then I'm strong. He takes great pride in making our weaknesses to be strengths. For instance, if you are an alcoholic, he wants to set you free and use you to set other alcoholics free, to make that a strength as opposed to what used to be a weakness. In Isaiah 8, verse 14, he's our sanctuary, protection, similar to a refuge. He's our fortress. He's our sanctuary. Nobody can touch us. Nobody can pluck us out of his hand. Again, you have to turn every part of your being over to him, but in reality, he's a sanctuary when you do that. No devil can touch you. And in Jeremiah 14, verse 8, he's a savior in any kind of trouble. Sure, he saved us from our sins, which is the most important. But any kind of trouble that you may be in, he's the savior. He'll pull you out. Hallelujah. If the devil's messing with you, he just tell the devil to back off and stop. And he has to, because the devil reports to him. Everything and everybody reports to him. He's your savior. If you're in trouble today, people are coming against you, he's going to show up for you, and he's going to show out for you. He's going to show up for you, and he's going to show out his glory. Hallelujah. And he'll prepare a table right in the midst of your enemies. Even if the people on your job, your boss may be against you, but if the Father before us, who can successfully be against us? In Psalm 3, verse 3, he's a shield around us. Yeah, he's a shield around us. More protection. And Psalm 18, verse 30, he is our protection. He's our shield. He's our protector. What do we have to be concerned about with him on the throne? Again, he's the ultimate controller. He controls everything and everybody. He's a shield around us. He's our protection. And Isaiah 25, verse 4, he's our shelter. I'm hoping these titles and names will really help you to understand how well you are protected. But it's only by turning everything over to him that we can enter into that protection, that we can enter into that refuge, that we can enter into that shelter, that we can enter into that fortress. Because the only access Satan has is to our flesh. If you want to give him more authority and more power, start walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, and not turning the flesh over to the Father. In Numbers 16, verse 22, he's the source of all life. He's the source of all life. Everybody and everything depends upon him. Everybody depends upon him. Paul said, in him I both move and breathe and have my being. Again, that's Numbers 16, verse 22. And he's sovereign. And 2 Samuel 7, verse 28, and Acts 4, verse 24. 2 Samuel 7, verse 28, Acts 4, verse 24. He's sovereign. Again, he's the ruler, he's the king, he's sovereign over everything and everybody. Now, Isaiah 11, verse 2, he's got all might, all power. Hallelujah, he's got all might. John 16, verse 13, he's truth. He's never going to lie. Satan always lies, but the Father is truth. He's all truth. He'll tell you the truth. How many friends you have will not tell you the truth? You know, they want to praise you, they may want to get something from you possibly. But there are very few that will tell you the truth where you're going wrong. See, the Father wants to pick us up, dust us off, show us where we did wrong, and make that weakness to be a strength. Make that mistake to be something positive for the future. Only he can do that. But he tells you the truth. He'll never lie to you. And he's wisdom and understanding in Isaiah 11, verse 2. Wisdom and understanding. If you need more wisdom, just go to him. He gives it freely. Hallelujah. He'll give you his wisdom. He'll pour it out in an understanding. See, he'll give you his wisdom, and later on he'll give you the understanding of why he told you to do that or not to do that. He'll give you the understanding to show why he moved on you to walk in wisdom. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, he makes us holy. If we allow him to, he'll continue that sanctification process in us, conforming us into the image of Yeshua, if we allow him to. If he mentions something that's wrong in our personality, in our lives, something we're doing wrong, don't argue with him. Just turn it over to him and let him burn it out as a consuming fire out of our lives. And he's our Father. In Matthew 10, verse 20, he's our daddy. He's our daddy. You just run to him and hug him. And he just wants to hug you. He's so forgiving and so merciful. Hallelujah. In Psalm 18, verse 1, he's our strength. He's the strength when you're weak. When you're weak, man, his strength shows up even greater when we're weak. In Psalm 24, verse 8, he's strong and mighty. And in Proverbs 18, verse 10, he's our fortress. Nahum 1, 7, he's our refuge, as we talked before. Joshua 2, verse 11, he's supreme. He's over everybody. Deuteronomy 33, verse 29, he's a sword. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. And he wants to cut the junk out of our lives with the word, which is a sharp two-edged sword. In Psalm 144, verse 2, he's the tower of safety, high and lifted up, and a train fills the temple. In Psalm 59, verse 110, He's unfailing love. He'll always love us. In Zechariah 2, verse 5, he's a wall of fire to protect us from anything the enemy may try. Proverbs 8, verse 12 and 14. Proverbs 8, verse 12 and 14. He's wisdom. Isaiah 9, 6, he's the wonderful counselor. He'll counsel with you. He loves to hear from us. And he just wants to counsel us and tell us, you know, what we did wrong, how we can improve the next time. He's just so great. And he's the Word. In John 1, verse 1 and 14, he's the Word. He's our Word. Hallelujah. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He's our Word. And his Word is hiding in his name. He'll always back up his Word. We need to have a strong foundation of his Word. And if you get any tradition in your life that's not based on the Word, you better get rid of it, because you could be opening a door to Satan. And don't give place to the devil. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. And incidentally, I use the name Yeshua, because that was Jesus' name when he was on earth, his Hebrew name, Yeshua. And again, we want to pray now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact if you can. If you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now with a healing, deliverance, anointing. Do a miracle, Father, whether it be in their finances, their health, whatever, in their minds, wherever they need a touch, touch them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. And I have a website, henrywalker.org. I have about 250 prophetic messages on there. I also have written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of those feast days. All those feast days are about him, and how there's three that he still will fulfill in these last days. Hallelujah. And my book, Noon, the second book is Noon, which talks about the months of the year on his calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and how the things that he did in the Word in those months, he wants to repeat in those months. But you need to know when those months begins and ends on a Gregorian calendar. So if you use that book, Noon, in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, you'll see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And you can know what's the Father did in the Word on that month ahead of you, and you can be prepared for those blessings. Also in this book, I talk about the different hours of the day that he did things in the Word that he wants to repeat on those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to know these hours, how he moved in the Word on those hours. Hallelujah. And you have to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And it's a powerful book. It really quits you to get into his timing and his seasons, and to know that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., how you can start praying for the day at 6 p.m. Some people wake up in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, to pray for the day, and they're about 10 hours late. And the week starts at Saturday night at 6 p.m. You can have a more powerful week if you know that and pray in advance. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity. And which explains the Trinity, and it really comforts you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. See, my wife and I want to get these books to you at our cost, not to make any money on it, just to give you at our cost, which is $5. And if you have no money, we'll send the books out to you free. But just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. 801-3677. And we'll get these books right out to you. And also, remember, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, you can go to WCNO.com if you miss any broadcast, and go to On Demand, hit the arrow, and go back, click on God's Timing is Everything, and go back to the date that you want to hear. And my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call for prayer, and it's very expensive, just email me. Go to henrywalker.org, click on Contact, give me your name and phone number, and as long as you turn everything over to the Father, we can come in agreement with you, and I'll call you back so you don't have to pay for it. Hallelujah. And also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. So again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 334-979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to